Unit 6. Dialogue. Language function. Expressing forgiveness. I'm very sorry I've spilled ink all over your composition paper. It was terribly careless of me.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
I just don't know what to say. Let me type it again for you.
Of course not. I wouldn't dream of letting you do that. I've done the same.
Listening comprehension. A. Listen and choose an appropriate response to what you've heard. 1. I'm very sorry for my terrible mistake.
2. I have sent your watch to the store to have it repaired. It'll take a couple of days. I'm extremely sorry.
3. I wouldn't dream of letting you do that. It really doesn't matter.
4. I don't know what to say. I've broken your glasses.
Five. Oh, I feel so bad. I can't find the pen you lent me a while ago. 6. For each of the following groups of sentences, you'll hear only one sentence. Find the one which is closest in meaning to the sentence you have heard. 1. We'll probably be late for the concert, won't we?
2. I'd better not go to bed because I haven't finished my chemistry assignment.
3. I always forget people's names at parties.
4. Just down the street is a nice little gift shop.
5. The snack bar has fresh fruit, right?
6. There's not a single cloud in the sky this afternoon.
7. Not one student in my class has studied painting before.
8. Behind the lecture hall is a small parking lot.
9. Ted once worked there, but no longer does.
10. I guessed the right answer.
11. I promised to take Kathy some of this tea.
12. The last person I want to see is Jeff.
text. A job interview. New words and expressions. Qualified.
Qualified.
Kim.
Kim.
Campus.
Campus.
B.S.
B.S.
Degree.
Degree.
Advisor.
Advisor.
Encourage.
Encourage.
Programming.
Programming.
Supervisor.
Supervisor.
Impression.
Impression.
Capable.
Capable.
Encouragement.
Encouragement.
Outer.
Outer.
Interviewer.
Interviewer.
Stutter.
Stutter.
Stammer.
Stammer.
Most college students go to college in order to be engineers, teachers, or chemists. Before they can begin working, however, they must find the first problem for them to meet with is the job interview. Even though they may be well qualified, getting the right job can be difficult. If they are not prepared to deal with the job interview. Kim's experience is a good example. While in school, Kim worked hard to study his chosen subject, computer science. When a program did not work properly, Kim kept on trying until it did. He never hesitated to ask his professors about aspects of computer science that he did not understand. He even managed to work in the computer room on campus to get experience. All of his professors said Kim was a well-qualified graduate. A month before Kim graduated with a BS degree, his advisor encouraged him to sign up for an interview with a large company. The company needed someone to be a programming supervisor. Kim thought he would be good at doing that job. A week before the interview, Kim became nervous about making a bad impression. So, he asked his advisor to give him some help. His advisor told him to make a list of possible questions and to practice answering them. Finally, his advisor assured him that he was capable of handling the job. Kim thanked his advisor for his encouragement and agreed to practice answering some possible questions. As Kim waited in the outer office to meet the interviewer, however, all of this good advice seemed to fly out of the window. Although he had practiced and was used to giving the right answers, during the interview he could only stutter and stammer. You could see that a person can be well qualified for a job, but fail to get it, because he is not accustomed to performing well in a job interview.